The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Consider tripinsurance.com to cover your next cruise investment. Buy direct from the leading insurers and save up to 40% or more on comparable plans from the other sites. Get a quote today and save from tripinsurance.com.
Okay, stand by.
Broadcasting from the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, I'm Matt Bassford. Doug is aboard Princess Cruises' brand new Royal Princess this week, sailing a two-night inaugural sailing from Port Everglades. How's it going down there, Doug?
Definitely going good, Matt. In fact, with me right now is no stranger. In fact, our old buddy, Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, here to talk about Royal Princess. Stuart, welcome to Cruise Radio in person.
Hey, Doug, it is great to see you here.
You were on the ship earlier this year. We talked about it before in June. Now it's here in U.S. waters.
It's very exciting. You know, it's obviously selling very well because the prices are high. Availability is pretty low, so people are thinking about sailing on Royal Princess. Now's the time to start making those bookings before the prices go even higher. But, I mean, look, she's 141,000 tons, 3,600 passengers, and she's just a lot of fun, very, very elegant, very tasteful.
Now, is she going to split time between here and Europe?
She will be spending time, I guess, in April she'll head back to Europe for her second Mediterranean season. And then she'll be joined later next year with her sister, Regal Princess.
Nice. And as you know, this is my first time sailing Princess Cruises. So what kind of separates Royal Princess from the other ships in the fleet? Because the last ship was, what,
Ruby Princess
a few years ago. Yeah.
I mean, she's a larger ship. Very, you know, she's very princess. Very elegant. She's very tastefully decorated. You know, she has some of the new features, the Sea Walk, which everyone's having a good time with, which, you know, people don't realize, I mean, that extends 28 feet beyond the side of the ship. So you're actually standing farther out of the ship than the wing of the bridge.
Right.
And you're also 13 stories high. So, you know, there's a lot of people that may have vertigo that are having a tough time. But it's very entertaining. The water fountains, the movie screen. I mean, that's one of my favorite features of the ship. It's 680 square feet, which is about 130% increase over what it was when Caribbean Princess debuted the concept of the first video screen at sea back in 2004. So almost 700 square feet of fun watching, you know, your favorite shows. And, of course, you know, they've been watching the World Series. Imagine watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great screen.
What are your thoughts on the public areas on sea days?
Well, I mean, there's so much to do. There's so many different places to go. There's so many restaurants and eateries, you know, the pizzeria. People are going to really enjoy it here in the Caribbean because it just really provides a different experience than what you'll find on a lot of other ships. You don't have to sail on something bigger to get more.
Having sailed on quite a few ships, I have to say the buffet on this ship, the Horizon Court, I believe, is probably one of the best buffets at sea. Am I alone saying that?
No, it's very good. I mean, there's a lot of cruise lines. I mean, you know, Celebrity's Ocean View is amazing. Oceana is amazing. But this is probably top five of any of the ships. They've really made significant improvements. Remember, they got a lot of people that they got to feed. And, you know, the pastry shop. But having, besides the Horizon Court, having the different eateries, you know, the brasserie, having, the, you know, the different options along the piazza.
Which a lot of those options along the piazza are free, right?
Correct. The gelato may be additional, but I mean the Alfredo's, you know, which is the pizzeria, which was really very good. It's a lot of fun. When we walked into the piazza this afternoon and smelled the pizza, we had to discover the source of the smell, and let me tell you, it did not disappoint.
I had one of those pizzas about midnight last night, and it tasted very good going down. What do you think about the staterooms on the ship?
The cabins are very nice. I love the big screen TVs in the rooms. Mm-hmm. The onboard programming, the ability to be able to turn your TV on and be able to watch on demand movies. You know, the latest movies. I mean, of course, you know, coming on the Royal Princess, watching Skyfall is a lot of fun.
It was cool because I was actually talking about the TVs. I turned my TV on for the first time today, and I saw they have first-run movies on the screens now.
And again, that's part of what they're trying to do is to be able to provide a better entertainment for the passengers. And, you know, of course, it's easily, you know, the rooms, I mean, the nice-size showers, mm-hmm. being able to, you know, go outside on the balcony. Remember, this is a very important 100% of the Ocean View cabins on this ship have balconies. Not 85, not 75. So this ship is either, they have some insides, but the rest of the cabins are all balconies. There are no just plain old Ocean View cabins on board the ship.
Looking ahead to Regal, is it going to be about the same layout and same type of ship?
It will, but you may have noticed that the midship elevator does not have a stairwell. So it can create some frustration when you walked all the way over to the midship that you had to go all the way back or all the way forward to in order to catch the stairs to go down if the elevators are moving a little slow. But on Regal, she will have the three stairwells going up and down, which will make a big difference for passengers. The shops on board, the entertainment options on board, the dining options on board are really going to make a big difference for a lot of people.
One cool thing, Stuart, I had the opportunity, thanks to you, to get me on the bridge today to interview Captain Steubing from the Love Boat, Gavin McLeod. He has a new book out right now, which was really cool, and we'll talk to him later on in the show. Wow, that's all I can say. It was just an honor to finally meet the guy. He basically gave a rebirth to the cruise industry.
Modern day cruising was launched by the Love Boat, and they had no idea what was going to come out of that. But really, it was every week, we were taken on a 7-day trip to the Mexican Riviera,
yeah,
with the hijinks of some really great A-list celebrities who were essentially captivated by Gavin McLeod. And as I've told you for years, he's incredibly nice, very down to earth,
definitely
very personable, and a lot of fun. And his new book, it was great to launch his new book on board the ship. Mm-hmm. It's your captain speaking. He's a lot of fun, a lot of incredible stories that he's going to share. So hopefully everyone will run out to their local bookstore and pick up Gavin McLeod's memoir of his 50 years in television.
He's a very engaging fellow too, because usually doing the celebrity interviews, you're allowed maybe 3 minutes and their handler comes and taps you on the shoulder and like, okay, got to move him on. But you did something kind of funny on the bridge with him today, and I know it's radio, so you got to kind of tell us what it is.
Well, what we'll do is we'll put that on Cruise Radio when it comes out.
Okay.
But Gavin and I have been friends for many years, and we've done a lot of TV and radio over the years, and to be able to spend time with him on the different ships, on the different launches, is really special. And we have some fun, but long and short, let's just say he was sitting in the captain's chair, and the other captain came over and said, "This is my chair now." And Gavin's like, "It's an old habit."
Can't wait to see the video, Stuart Shear on the Cruise Guy. As always, buddy, good seeing you.
It is great. I'm really glad that you've been able to be here, because Doug, it's more than a cruise. It's the Love Boat.
Nice.
Cruise Radio News, now trending at cruiseradio.net.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon. It's not just a good idea to have travel insurance during the winter months or hurricane season. Every travel agent or travel expert we talk to says it is a very smart idea to always travel with travel insurance.
That's why you should check the folks out at tripinsurance.com. They have exclusive products from the leading travel insurers that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, they are the low-cost leader in travel insurance, with savings up to 40% or more when you compare similar coverage from other sources.
What plan do you want to go with? Good, better, or best? They have coverage in all three categories that make it easy to find the right insurance plan for your budget.
You know what defines great customer service? Actually being able to talk to a human being. And they do that at tripinsurance.com. They are committed to great customer service with 24/7 telephone support before, during, and after your trip. You can also file claims online right on their website, and they keep you posted of any travel alerts that could affect your travels or safety at your destination. Check them out right now. tripinsurance.com.
This ship is amazing. What were your first thoughts when you first boarded the ship?
The ship is absolutely gorgeous. I've been on a couple of other Princess cruise ships,
that were nice, but this is spectacular.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you.
My next guest here on Cruise Radio needs no introduction, but because of my upbringing and where I'm from, it gives me the utmost pleasure to welcome Gavin McLeod, a.k.a. Captain Steuben, or Murray from the Murray Tyler Moore Show, to Cruise Radio. Welcome, Gavin. Happy to have you.
Oh, I'm so happy, Doug. Thank you.
What are your thoughts of the Royal Princess so far?
Wow, 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 yeah. Wow, wow. I haven't seen the whole ship, but what I've seen is wow. It's just, my friend Stuart had told me about how beautiful this ship is. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. It's even more beautiful. I haven't had a chance to really explore right. The whole ship. But what I've seen is, gee whiz, I'm so happy I'm here.
It's absolutely jumping on the outside decks right now. It's a gorgeous day. We couldn't ask for more.
Look how smooth it is.
Yeah, definitely. When you were taping The Love Boat, did you ever think cruising would get this big?
Never thought about it. It was right. Just a job for actors.
Right.
We didn't know anything about the... I went to shoot on this ship. I didn't know there was an elevator. I'll tell you the truth. And so now you can see what's happened. Thank you so much. You can see what's happened. It's just... And, you know, our show, which the critics called the mindless television, mm-hmm. really gave rebirth to the cruise industry. I remember it. I had heard about cruising, but I remember just the affluent people did that.
Right.
But now after we introduced it, the average guy said, I could do that too. So we brought cruising to everybody. And you know, about our little show, I'll tell you one line just comes to me now. When the show was canceled, it was all over. We always had a place in New York City. Went back there. I brought my clothes to the cleaners. A little girl was there, and she said, aren't you the captain? I said, well, I used to be. But they've canceled that show. I said, I know. And she said, you got to tell them to put it back on. I said, why should I tell them to put it back on? She said, because that show used to give me something to dream about. There's nothing on television that gives me anything to dream about. And when you think of all the different elements, why was that show successful? Why was that? That was one of the things that nobody ever talks about.
Right.
And allow people to realize their dreams. And so many people who work for cruise ships now mm-hmm. had those dreams. Even the captain of this ship told
wow.
me he saw our show and wanted to become a captain. And that was it.
How does it feel to be such a big part of the rebirth of an industry?
Oh, it's very humbling and just nice as an actor who's been very lucky
yeah.
and very blessed to have that opportunity to be a part of really recreating this incredible. It just, you know, it's great to be a part of a business that makes people happy.
Mm-hmm.
And this does. This expands their visions, their horizons, and getting to meet people they never met before and seeing places they've seen before and a lot of joy, a lot
yeah.
of joy.
Do you ever cruise off camera or do you have a sailboat of your own or anything like that?
I don't think I could handle it. Maybe if I was 50, I could.
Right.
I'm a little bit older than now, but that would be a lot of fun to be if someone else was on it. I would go on it. But,
right.
You know.
Your autobiography, this is your captain speaking, My Fantastic Voyage Through Hollywood, Faith and Life. You really pulled back the curtain on that. Did you have any hesitations when you went to pin that book?
Not at all.
No.
I wanted to share what I felt. See, most of my entire life as an actor, I realized one day my whole being, every dollar I've ever made, was speaking what somebody else wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else created those
sure.
people. And I reached 82, and I said, I think it's about time I wrote about me,
right.
what I want to say. And so I gave vent to various incidents in my house, in my home, in my life. Some were happy, some were very unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
But with the perseverance and the blessings of God, I was able to continue on with a career.
There's a reoccurring word in your book that I've noticed, and it's grateful. Why is that?
Well, I could have died so many times. Mm-hmm. We did lose our first baby in New York, so we're not able to have, if we listen to the doctor, any more children, but we had four.
Wow.
You know?
That's a blessing.
That you sure was. And then it continued one after the other. Some of the choices I made for shows, some didn't go, some did go.
Mm-hmm.
This especially exceeded my expectations. The Mary Tyler Moore Show, you go in it, when you read a script like that, you say, man, this is one of the best scripts I've ever read. And then you finally get to play Murray Slaughter on this
right.
thing, and everybody's in love with everybody, and the numbers are going through the roof, and
sure.
it's exceeding the desire and the love that really just exists between actors having a steady job,
yeah.
you know? And so, I know, I'm I'm grateful. I mean, I could have died a few times. I got through that, and the big man upstairs has been looking for me.
Yeah, definitely. He sure does. What's one takeaway you want people who read your book to kind of walk away with?
To know that they have a choice. Mm-hmm. If they don't like where they are, if they don't like who they are, they can always change. Mm-hmm. There's someone else. If you just ask God to come into your life, Some of us never had a father. He's the father, and he can take care of you. His arms are out saying, just give me all your problems, and I'll walk you through it.
Very cool. Gavin McLeod, thank you so much for being on Cruise Radio, my friend.
Oh, thanks.
I simply love our next guest. Why? Because he helps me out on the weekend travel show, and he's sailing on Royal Princess this week. From VacationEvangelist.com, Jason Coleman. Welcome, buddy.
Good to be with you.
Absolutely, man, and good seeing you as always. So for someone who has sailed Princess like you have, because you've sailed quite a bit, well, what were your first impressions of the ship?
Well, I liked it. I really, really liked it. It's a nice step up for Princess. I really like what they've done with the Lido deck, you know, introducing some new features like the water fountain and light show, especially at night. Last night they showed us all four shows, and I think they're just terrific. I think one of the things I really liked is that they've kind of collected the best of Princess from all their ships and kind of put them all together here on Ruby, and I really like that. I think it's a terrific ship. I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Well, let's talk about Ruby, because that was your last ship in 2008, I believe. In way of design, is there much difference between Ruby and Royal Princess?
The one thing I like about Princess is their ships all feel very similar. So when you're walking the decks, you'll notice spaces. I mean, there's a few tweaks here and there, but they feel really much at home. Princess Captain Circle members are really going to feel like they know the ship. There's a few new elements that I really enjoyed. I love the new layout for the Horizon Court and the Bistro. It's much more open, a lot less lines, just freer environment. I think that's a definite improvement. One of the new spaces I really liked was Princess Live. It's kind of a multi-use function space. They do TV studio events, lots of cruise activities in there. And a couple other things that I really liked is it's a much larger adult pool area and sanctuary that has cabanas. One thing, though, to note on this ship is that there is no indoor pool, like some of the other Princess ships. But a new addition in terms of accommodations, which I think guests are also going to like, is they've introduced deluxe balconies. So this is kind of a step in between their regular balconies and the mini suites. They give you a little bit more square footage and a love seat in the room. So I think that's a nice addition as well.
And another public space on this ship is the piazza. Kind of paint that picture of us for the piazza.
Well, the other Princess ships kind of have an atrium, and they've converted them into a piazza area, but they've really taken it to a new level with Royal Princess. The piazza is kind of, it's a three-deck high area that's got spiral staircases in it. It's a large open space. It's really the heart of the ship. There's activity going on there nonstop throughout the day, various different musicians. I know last night there was a Beatles tribute group. That was really terrific. But they've got all kinds of entertainers and mini shows. They're not long, maybe 15, 20 minutes. I saw a Chinese acrobatic act as well. But it also has lots of bars and cafes. The International Cafe is located there, Bellini's, the Seafood Bar, Alfredo's Pizzeria, the Crooner's Bar. So it's really a great place to just hang out, have a drink before dinner. It's a great meeting place for people to meet, you know, before you go off the ship for shore excursions. So they've really taken the piazza to the next level on Royal Princess, and I think it's a great addition to the ship.
I guess it'd be safe to say the piazza could be considered like the central nervous system of the ship.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And what were some of your favorite areas among the piazza?
I spent a lot of time at Bellini's,
right.
And the International Cafe. I closed down the nightclub, and at 2 o'clock in the morning, the International Cafe has a selection of sandwiches and desserts, so it's a great midnight snack before heading back to bed.
I thought it was pretty cool outside on the public areas. You had the mini Bellagio fountains out there, and also let's talk about the Sea Walk, because that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the Seabock's something new to Royal Princess as well. It's a two-deck glass-enclosed and open-air walkway, and it protrudes out from the side of the ship. So when you're out on it, you've got a glass floor. You can look down. You're 16 decks up. You've got great views of the water passing below, but you can also look back onto the ship. Now you're looking back onto some balconies and looking down below, but it's a terrific new feature. And on the other side of the ship, they've got a complimentary bar that's called the Sea View Bar, which also has the same kind of thing, a glass-type floor that you can look down while having your drinks there on the Lido deck, and it's a really nice feature that was very, very popular with all the guests.
I should probably say, you say complimentary bar, but it's not free booze there.
Yes, not complimentary in terms of free. Complimentary in terms of on the other side of the ship.
Okay, because, you know, you say complimentary and bar, and I kind of, my ears perk up there.
No.
Yeah. For someone who's never sailed Princess before, more specifically Royal Princess, what advice would you have?
Well, a couple things come to mind immediately, and Princess is really known for being an innovator in the balconies and the mini suite space. If you look at any of their ships, they're just crowded with balconies, balconies and affordable balconies as well. So you really do yourself a disservice by doing anything other than a balcony. And I think the new addition on Royal Princess that's great is the availability of those deluxe balconies. So it gives you an option to step up if you want to try something a little bit more without having to go right into a full mini suite. And the other thing that I want to point out about Royal is that there's almost unlimited dining options and venues. So don't overlook all the different options, from, you know, the main or the Anytime restaurants to the Horizon Court and the Horizon Bistro. There's Alfredo's Pizzeria, which is part of the Piazza. There's the Seafood Bar, the Crown Grill, which is their signature steakhouse, which is really great for a special occasion or a date night kind of thing. So it's just loaded with all kinds of dining options, and you really do yourself a disservice here by not taking advantage of all of them.
If you want to stalk Jason, you can find him at vacationevangelist.com. Jason Coleman, brother, thanks for being on Cruise Radio.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, that'll do it. If you want to see any of the photos and coverage from Doug sailing on Royal Princess, head to cruiseradio.net or facebook.com/cruiseradio. A big thanks to Karen Candy and all the folks at Princess Cruises Public Relations for making our interviews and experiences possible. From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford, and this is Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio is recorded weekly at the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Download the Cruise Radio app. Hear Cruise Radio on TuneIn Radio, the Stitcher Radio Network, the Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, CruiseAddicts.com, and on our website at CruiseRadio.net. Follow Cruise Radio on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, and Tumblr. For advertising opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.